pop these things out like you're, it's not like that. It's like when we walk in the Spirit, when we walk closely in the Spirit, before a service, if we pray, if we meditate, if we study, if we think about what God wants to say. And many, many times, in many different ways, I have given the word of wisdom to people. And what that is an exact deliverance of what God is saying to that person about that problem at that time. Or maybe it's not a problem. Maybe it's something else. And when you receive, now before we're through, I'm going to ask people if they want to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if they don't have it, with the evidence of praying in tongues, and we're going to pray and believe. But the object of this is to enlighten you on every gift of the Spirit. Now, verse 8 says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another is given the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now, what is the word of knowledge? Now, the word of knowledge is this. It's when you know something and you share it with somebody, and it's not knowledge that you've learned by natural means. It's a gift in the Spirit. Here's Jesus in John chapter 4, and he's in Samaria, and he tells a woman, he says, would you get me a drink of water? And she says, well, you're Jewish. You don't usually talk to. And he said, if you understood who I was, you would ask of me, and I would give you water that you could drink, and you would never need to ask for water again. And he was speaking of the Holy Spirit. And she said, sir, give me that water so I won't have to come here anymore. And he said, well, go get your husband. And she said, well, I have no husband. He used the word of knowledge, the gift of the word of knowledge. He said, well, you're right. He said, you've had 5 husbands, and the man that you're with now is not your husband. Now, she said to him, I perceive you are a prophet. And they went on, and she wanted to know something. She said, now the Jewish people say that you need to worship in Jerusalem. And we in Samaria, where do we worship? And the Lord Jesus said to her that God is a spirit, and the place to worship is God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's the place of worship. Wherever you are, that you worship in the Spirit. That you worship in the Spirit and in truth. So she went back to her town and she said, come see a man that told me everything I ever did. And they all came back and there was a revival. There was an outbreak of the things of God. And that was a word sometimes, well, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. This happens so often. God just tells me something about something that sometimes you might hear me say, is there anybody in here? You're having a headache now, or there's somebody in here, you're facing a challenge of this, that, or the other. And that is many times the word of knowledge. It's you're getting that. And sometimes when I pray with people, I pray very specific things that the Holy Spirit is showing me. Well, what if you're wrong? Well, what if I'm right? See? And let me tell you something. As we move into the gifts of the Spirit here at Paris Christian Center, we're not looking for... This is a place to grow and to learn, is what I'm trying to say. Does that make sense to you? Now, how many of you moved in the gifts of the Spirit? Put your hand up. I know you have. Yeah. Yep. 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 Yes. Okay. by the same Spirit. Now we will go to verse 9, and this is the third gift to another, faith by the same Spirit. They're not, that's not having faith. That is the gift of faith. And I'm going to try to explain the difference to you. If you, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You study, you pray, you learn, you try, you work at it. But the gift of faith doesn't work like that. I'm going to show you how the gift of faith works. Many years ago, there were three buildings over here. Sam was there. Now I'm going to explain this to you. There were people that had that. They were trying to play to get more money than that property was worth. I felt that. And that was going to be bounced around here or there. And I stood there. I said, Sam, I want you to agree with me right now. In the name of Jesus, this property is going to be ours. I think Gertie remembers some of that, yeah. Now, when I said that, I wasn't well-wishing. Something came over me. I'm going to tell you. We were here many, many years ago. Kelly was about this tall. And this building flooded two or three times, so terrible. It was so horrific that I wondered, how are we going to make it like this here? And one night, we came in here, two, three in the morning. There had been, it was getting ready to flood again. Whatever it was, we were here at that time. Ernie and Mary were here. Was anybody else in here at that time with us? Okay. And I saw that water coming up again. We could look out this door right here. We could see that water just coming. Okay? And the gift of faith hit me. Now, it got a hold of me. I didn't get a hold of it. And I just pointed it, just like God told Moses, put your staff in the water, stretch out your hand, take a step. And I just pointed my finger in Jesus' name, and I could feel that. I could feel that gift of faith on me. And I said, in Jesus' name, we command you, go back, stop, and go the other way. And immediately it did it. When this cross and this rock work was being built, it was on a Saturday, and Robert Poole was here. He's one of my neighbors. I deliver a meal to him on Mondays, feeding seniors. And he had a brand new yellow mixer out there that they used to mix the mud, okay? Everybody with me on that? And he was having trouble with that. And we had already planned that we were going to have that up, and my mother paid for that cross and all the fixings on it. And we had it planned that we were going to, and I told Robert, I said, man, do you think that can be done? He said, we're planning on Sunday morning to have that and to dedicate it and celebrate over it. And he said, yeah. He said, I don't know. He says, this is brand new. I could tell. He says, I just can't get it to go. And I said, Robert, now you ask Robert Poole if he didn't see this. I said, can I pray right now? And I just, you know, I started out just in natural prayer. I just naturally thought, this is awful. I'm not going to let the devil do this. But then he said, yes, Brother Angelo. And when I put my hand on that yellow mixer, that gift of faith came over me. And I spoke and I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to start right now. And I turned around and I started walking toward the front and I never looked back. So help me God. The very next turn, it started. And I believe it's been running ever since. That was in the 90s when that happened. Can I tell you something? It was the gift of faith. When I went into Emmett's room, God told me. Emmett, Judy called me. Judy Spence, she said, Emmett's dying. They told us to, you know, she just said, would you pray? And as I was praying with my wife in our house, The Lord said, man of God, you put your suit on and you go up there to that hospital. And you do what I tell you to do. And I just said, yes, yes, sir. Yes, Father. And I went up there and I listened to Evan. When I walked into that intensive care unit, Emmett Spencer had been in a coma. Have you ever seen anybody like that? Well, as soon as I crossed into that threshold, Emmett Spencer came out of that. And he told me, Angelo, I've been walking with Jesus in heaven. And then he told me some things, and he said, don't tell him anything. I'll tell you what he told me made the hair on the back of my neck and on my arms stand up. And I asked them this question. I said, I've come here to pray, Emmett. What do you want? Well, Emmett knew what he wanted. And he said, I want a new heart. Now, his heart was blown out. It was his second major heart attack. And he said, I want a new heart. He didn't say, God, I want you to heal this or do that or do this. So I began to pray for him. Just walk around in there and pray. And as I prayed, I remember turning and pointing to Evan and saying, devil, you're a liar. You are a liar. And the spirit of faith came over me. And he said, you've been here to torment this man with a lie. He's going to live and not die. And in Jesus' name, Emmett, I command you and I release to you a brand new heart from God. And Emmett said, I received that. Well, we went along a little bit. The father said, well, Angela, I want you to dance like David danced all over this room then. And I just danced by faith. I never danced in the world. But I just danced. I guess God made me dance like David danced. I don't know. But all of us, I remember doing that. And I remember all of a sudden Emmett lifted his hands up. And he began to praise God. And I said, Emmett, I think I'm done here. I'm going to go. I'll see you later. I believe it was 6 days later or 3 days later. Emmett walked out of there. He walked out of there. Before he walked out, the doctor said, come here. He said, I'm not sure what this is all about. And he brought him in there and he said, I've got something I want to show you. And he had a set of x-rays and he said, Mr. Spencer, this was your heart. This is how it looked. This is what it was. Now, if you think I'm going to stand up here and shuck and jive you and lie to you, you're crazy. I got better things to do. I'm just telling you what happened. And this heart was badly damaged. You were dying, Mr. Spencer. He said, this is another set of x-rays. He said, I don't know where you got this heart, but this heart is whole. This heart is every bit whole. Now, I'm telling you the truth. And we've had miracle things happen in this church since then, but I'm telling you that's the gift of faith. I don't have it. It has me or any other gift. I make myself, I'm available to God. Are you available to God? If you are, I want you to stand up with me right now and say something. And what I'm going to ask you to say is, and if you don't agree with it, just sit back down. If you don't want to say that, say, Father in heaven, I offer myself to you. I desire to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I believe you want me to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Give me whatever you want to give me. Anytime you want to give it to me. I'm open to you from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. May be seated. Remember this day. Remember this service. You'll be praying for somebody or talking with somebody, and all of a sudden you'll know things that you didn't know in the natural. Or you'll just say, I feel like I'm supposed to pray right now. And you'll feel the power of God come over you, and that won't just be you. That'll be the gift of faith. Now, you study faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But the gift of faith comes on you, bam, it's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And that's just how, I could go on and on. I could talk to you about Frank No and how that happened with him. I could talk about many, many other things. I don't remember these things because I can't remember them all. The word says about Jesus and the Gospels that there wasn't enough books to write all of the things that he did while he was here. He did so many things, and he moved in power. I've seen some of you move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And just what we do to really be right on fire and right on time is we know this here. We don't have the gifts. The gifts have us. We're open to do whatever, you know. How many of you have ever felt like, I wish I would have known what I did with that bottle of water. How many of you ever felt like God told you to go to somebody's house? I had a little one. I bet you I left it in that back bathroom right there, something like that. The word says if you give a prophet even a drink of water, you have a prophet's reward. She's given me a lot of drinks of water. Many ways. But how many of you've ever felt impressed, whatever, however you want to say it, like, I feel like God's telling me to go and pray for somebody. Anybody ever feel like that? Yeah. God wanted to, I can remember wanting to go over to Melissa's house, and God telling me to go over there. I remember when she called one Wednesday service, and Millie and I were in the McDonald's line, and she said, Brother Angelo, my house is burning right now. Now, that was terrible, and she couldn't get a hold of Kelly. I got a hold of Kelly. Kelly went up there. Kelly moved. Kelly. I remember it was during turkey season at one time. And I went there and prayed and tried to be a blessing. And what I've seen people try to do about these nine spiritual gifts, they've tried to make them so complicated that you wonder, oh, my God, you know, how could I ever get this? But the truth of the matter is this. How many of you know God talks to you? Amen. Now, he talks to you, and you talk back to him. And when you hear him do something, if you dare do what he tells you to do, there could be a spiritual gift that's going to move along the way. Some weeks ago, Sherry and I, we prayed for this young lady right here. I knew that she had lost the baby. We didn't talk about that a lot. I knew she was hurt over that. But we just began to pray, and Sherry said something to her. And I don't remember what Sherry said, but I remember, and she told me, Mother Angelo, when you said blessings were going to come to me, and then the next thing, what happened?
Mm-hmm. We got pregnant first, actually.
She got pregnant first. How many women in this church, let me tell you something. Kelly, you remember Dad praying for you to have children? How many of you women did I pray for to have babies in this church? Yeah. Yes. One day, Kayla and I were talking. I think she sent me a text, and she showed me a picture of one of these anointing cloths. And it had three little babies on it. And she had to remind me. Honest to God, I can't remember. There's so many. It's part of my daily life. I try to ask somebody every day, can I pray with you? Is there anything we can pray about? And she said, look at me now, Brother Angelo. She has three babies. She don't have two and she don't have four. She has three. That gift that just came over me. Now, it happens so often to me. If you walk in the Spirit, okay, the Word says walk in the Spirit. If you walk in the Spirit, that's part of what's going to happen to you at times. These gifts are going to flow from you. And you might say or do something or pray for somebody in such a way, not even know which gift it is. Is that really important? No. What's important is that you move in the Spirit, that you walk in love, and you believe that you have power to pray for other people. You have a love and a concern to pray for people. I remember I was sitting on my couch many years ago, and Evan was a baby, and we kept him a little bit. And the Lord said to me, I was in the house by myself, and I was just sitting there, and the Lord said, Angelo, I want you and Millie to raise Evan. Well, now, I always wanted a little boy. And I said, well, Father, that is no problem for me. And I said, but you know that his parents aren't going to let that happen. Well, he said, you let me handle that. He said, I'm asking you, if I put this in motion, are you going to do what I want you to do? I said, yes, I will. And I'm telling you, once again, God, I'm going to make this, is going to be, this is anointed, really. This is how you really anoint one of these, is with this, while you're preaching. And I talked with both of his parents, and it blew my mind that we could raise Evan. That was, I've always wanted a little boy. He's still my little boy, and he'll always be my little boy. And another thing that happened, what is that lawyer's name, Mary?
Craven.
David Cravens. David Cravens, we had him doing the paperwork to get guardianship of Evan. And one thing that he needed from Millie and I was $1,000. And he needed it on a certain Friday. Now, all I can tell you, we were not expecting it, were we, Millie? But on Millie's check was an extra, exactly not one penny more or less, $1,000 on that Friday when it was due. And we took it down there and we gave it to him. Let me tell you something. I didn't worry about which gift was moving there. I just took that $1,000 and gave it to David Cravens, and that was the end of that. Amen? Now, the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. That means God's not an Indian giver. If God puts something on your life, I believe that in my life, and I'm just telling you, I think I've moved in all of the gifts of the Spirit at one time or another. And a lot of times I don't even think of life that way. I just think of walking with the Lord and talking to people. Walking with the Lord and talking to people. And these gifts, you need them and you want them. I've seen Jill in here. In a Wednesday night service, stand up and give somebody a word. And I thought, man, she had to know something. She didn't know anything about what was said. She didn't know anything in the natural. Jill, just you can stand up right there. What happened? What happened when you gave that? Don't say who it was to or what. Do you remember what I'm talking about? And from that, you pointed at that person and you spoke And I thought, that was a gift of the Spirit. And don't, just because there's been many that happens here. Listen, all of you are, God wants every believer in here to walk by the power of the Spirit. And I'm going to ask you right now. I'm not in a hurry to do this, and I'm not trying to run, I'm not trying to make it last longer. But we're going to examine ourselves in just a moment. We're going to take communion. I have a teaching on living debt-free, and that doesn't have any verses about tithing or giving. It has nothing to do with tithing or giving. Just what God has for you. And Millie and I have lived debt-free for many, many years. This church is debt-free. This church doesn't owe anybody anything, okay? And we're money comes to this church. Money comes to us. I don't know how many cars I've driven. Just write a check for them. Now, if you, I'll ask you again, does anybody want to learn how to live debt-free by the raising of your hand? Okay, good, good. We'll see. We'll ask you again. If you don't want that, I can teach on anything. But anyhow, now it's time for us to make an altar where you are or come to the altar, and let's take communion. And I think, are we going to, we're going to give strawberries and good things away. And be sure to love Kelly. You know, we were talking earlier today, and somebody said, well, Kelly works hard today on Wednesdays. And I said, Kelly works hard every day. Every day that I've never seen a pastor work any harder and any more exact and any more anointed. So make an altar. And you can take communion with us. This is open communion. And we're not asking anybody. You don't have to take communion if you've got a reason why you don't want to. Praise God. I believe that this prayer cloth has been anointed. The first person that stands up and says they want it can have it. I want Angel to have it. She's an adult. Seem a little happier. Are you coming out of something? It seems like you might be coming out of something to a place of joy, a place of victory, a place of self-acceptance, a place where you're in the next, you know what the next step is? The next step is from God. It's direction. I believe in my heart God's going to set you in a certain new great direction. I don't know. I can only say what I see. Can you accept that? Does that sound like something that could be going on? Okay. God bless you. God bless you. I would like my girls come up here. We're going to serve communion tonight. We love you. We love you. We love you. Yeah, come on up, girls. And you girls, just and walk together two by two. We've got two girls. You two girls get that side. You two girls get this side. Now, when you get your emblem, I'm the bread of life. I'm the bread that came down from heaven and fed people. This part of communion represents healing, and it represents supply. If you need any supply in your spirit, soul, or body, when you receive your emblem, stand up and tell God what you need. And listen, if you can get whatever you're asking for from a person, don't ask for that. Ask for something only God can do, because he can and he will do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we got through the first three gifts. We'll get through some more. Praise God. Thank you, Father. 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 Paul, you must have done something right to live this many years. I felt like to come back here for some reason. What do you think I'm doing back here? You live on your parents' prayers. The prayers that your parents that have gone on. Now listen to what he just said. I'm living on the prayers that my parents prayed for me. So am I. My grandmother. There was nobody like my grandmother. Oh, she used to say, I'd call, she'd go, Angie, my favorite grandson. Don't tell anybody else, but you're my favorite one. I was the oldest. And oh, I missed her. I preached at her funeral. But anyhow, somebody received that. We got moms and dads in here. Let's remember to pray for our children. Amen? They need our prayers. Everybody needs a Sherry for a kid like Kimber. And you two know you love each other, so on and so forth. Now, I'd like everybody to do something for me. I'd like you to take this emblem and break it and say with me, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the Savior that you gave me. And that whether you're sitting or standing, you should say this. I couldn't save myself, but Jesus saved me. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel and the cross. Let's partake together. God bless you. May be seated. And girls, just go along. And now when you two go over here, if you feel like touching somebody or saying a word to somebody, you go ahead. Oh, the cup. Oh, the cup. And Jesus took wine and said, everybody drink from this. This cup, this blood is the new covenant, the new testament in my blood. No longer was it the blood of animals. It was the blood of the Son of God. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And this cup and the blood of Jesus, when you apply it, is stronger than any addiction, any attack of the devil. Tonight, if you have any kind of an addiction, any kind of an, you feel like you're being bugged by the devil in any way and you want him to stop, I'm going to ask you to stand right now and then say something to the Lord. Just to the Lord. Nobody else. Just to the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for my wife, Father. Thank you for my wife, Father. I believe you're dropping that healing on her, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God bless you and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, did we get the boys in the White House? Okay. Would you say with me, Father in heaven, I want all of creation to know that I believe there's power in the blood of Jesus, my Savior. And let's partake together. And you may be seated. And girls, if you can, take and collect all these cups. And let's welcome Pastor Kelly.
Amen again. I've got a couple of announcements since it's the good skeleton family crew. Now, some of this stuff may sound kind of crazy, but trust me, I've prayed about some of this stuff, and I'm going to put it out there before you. on Easter, we need to, there are, first of all, if you can avoid taking multiple cars in your family, do that, because the parking lot's going to be very, very full. But we need to try to fill up the parking lot. I'm going to need, Jeremiah, I want your help on Easter to try to get parking and stuff. But over here at the Manna Center, we have got 10 diagonal spots. So if you come up 2nd Street this way, you can, if at any point in time, and you don't have to park there on Easter, that's not what I'm saying, but you can park there. But nobody ever needs to walk through that dirt. That dirt, when you step in that, is like a swamp, and you will be knee-deep in mud. So if you're ever walking across the grass part, you don't need to, because you're going to get dirty. Get yourself parked in that diagonal spot, get on the gravel,